This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It's the start of 2024, and the year ahead is full of possibility, like a blank sheet of paper. Or, if you'll indulge us, like a fresh, unmarked bingo card. Today, on CityCast Las Vegas, I'm here with my co-host, David Figler, and contributor, Brent Holmes. And we've come up with a very Vegas bingo card for 2024. Each square houses an event that could happen in 2024. How many of these squares can we stamp off this year? Here's where it gets even more fun. You can play along too. Stick around for more details at the end of the episode. It's Wednesday, January 3rd. I'm Sarah Lohman, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Hi, gents.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
Brent, there's no vaping in podcast land. We are on top of things. I'm kidding. You can vape in podcast land.
I once ate beans on podcast land.
Yeah, this morning. Bean eating, vaping, my God. Okay, no, it's fine. Okay, so you know what we're doing today. We're making our bingo card, and we've asked the two of you to brainstorm some ideas about what's going to go in. What are we going to stamp off this year? So I want to start with events that are most likely to happen, and we're going to move to the crazier, sillier, but in knowing Las Vegas, the more probable ideas. So, like, what's something that you really do think is going to happen in 2024?
I believe we will finally get funding for fine arts museums located somewhere around the Smith Center. That is a fundamental belief.
Oh,
I think that's
God.
Going to happen.
Do you really? You think we're that close?
I do. I think we're incredibly close. There was a presentation to the city and the county mm-hmm. in 2023, and there will be a rollout for funding with some major backers in 2024.
I'm hopeful on that one too, but mm-hmm. I also would like caveat with maybe another bingo card that less likely that people who are picked to be the committee, the board or whatever, pull knives on each other and the whole thing falls apart. Because that's how art
knives?
Museums. Yeah, that's how art museums essentially have fallen apart in the past once proposed.
Well put together. Yeah.
All right, what else you got for me, David?
For me, I'm going to say there's going to be a headline that says, highest gambling win month on record.
Because we do that every month?
Yes. Yeah. So that one's a sure thing. That could be
Great.
The free space.
All right, Brent, something else that you think actually will happen in 2024?
I think F1 is going to breach contract. They're going to cancel, and it didn't go well this year. I think they're going to cancel, and everyone in the city is going to rejoice except for the billionaires.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think that's true. Yes, David. Did you raise your hand?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, they have some significant infrastructure investment. They're not going anywhere.
I think that they are just as willy-nilly willing to cut the whole thing to smithereens if it's not profitable for them. Mm. And it all depends on profit projections, and I think it's going to be looked at as a net failure.
David, what else you got?
Brightline West, the people bringing that high-speed rail from Las Vegas to Rancho Cucamonga and then, you know, transfer.
I want it, but the Las Vegans tell me this is the fantasy, that it's never, they've been promising it for years.
Well, here's my bingo pick for 2024, is that they're going to come out and announce that they had an unexpected revision with their stated construction timeline. It's just going to happen.
Oh, is that... Is it gonna flow directly into the Hyperloop? That's my question.
Right.
Is that where the pickup spot is? These are all one. That's a wonderful fantasy, David. That's a wonderful fantasy that it'll ever happen.
No. I'm saying it's extremely likely that they're gonna announce a delay.
You know, actually, speaking of the Hyperloop, one of our listeners, Sadia Carone, or maybe Carone, her pick was Elon Musk moves to Vegas.
I hope not. Egad.
He does have a couple of significant holdings in the state, does he not?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but it's north of here, right? For the most part. I just don't want that energy around me.
He's buying up land in Vegas.
Oh, God.
I know.
I think for a Boring Company related bingo, I think it's extremely likely that the Boring Company is going to say that they have a plan to take over the monorail. So Teslas are both taxing people above and below ground. mark that bingo spot, y'all.
Will Elon Musk come equipped with full laser beams and conquer the city as some form of despot, or simply
laser cat? Sorry, just made me think of that.
Pew pew. Just, I mean, he loves Iron Man, as we all know. He thinks that's who he actually is. So maybe that is the next phase for Musk.
Kills the tourists he once saved.
Other most likelies? I've got one more.
Yeah. Oh, go.
Okay, from Deborah, gosh, a lot of Italian names. Deborah Bassone or Bussone. Casinos ban all indoor smoking. Do you think it could happen here?
Not in 2024. Eventually.
I hope not. This is the last great bastion of lung pollution.
Oh, I think that there will be an announcement that a major casino is banning smoking indoors. I think that that's more likely than a whole citywide ban.
Yeah, it's a slow creep to rumination. We are the city of vice. We're supposed to be gross and filthy and disgusting. And it's incredibly disappointing that, like, every time I go into a casino and they're like, oh, you can't smoke in here. I'm like, I used to be able to smoke in the mall, people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, this has come up before, but I think I really spent too much time in Denny's in the 1990s, like, with a lot of goth smoking cloves. And, like, I'm over it now. Like, I really do. I actually pick my casinos, like, based on whether it's a non-smoking or smoking casino. I go to the nons.
There's not a lot.
See, I just feel like it's an indicator of this, like, slow creep towards a more, like, wimpy, accommodating left coast attitude in the city, and it deprives us of our, like, essential cowboy roots of just, you know, rolling one up and lighting one in the middle of, you know, a preschool class.
There will always be alcohol. Okay, so we move to medium likely. So what are some things that, like, could happen but you don't feel are, like, surefire?
I think AI is going to take control of the sphere.
Now, specifically, the robots in the lobby are going to revolt.
I think they're going to become sentient. They're going to revolt. Yeah. They're going to take over the sphere. Maybe in collaboration with Elon Musk's arrival, they might build giant legs, some turrets on it, and really just go to town on the destruction of humanity.
The revolution starts here in Vegas. The robot
revolution.
Yeah,
at the sphere. At the sphere, yeah.
David?
I'm going to say that the Oakland A's are going to announce a new, different, also binding stadium location. Not going to be the Tropicana.
Oh, no.
That's somewhat likely.
Where?
I think it might be the Rio. I think there's a couple other spaces that they look at. Maybe go back to the original Wild Wild West site. That was the first binding contract that somehow became unbinding.
Hmm.
I think the Tropicana is still going down no matter what. I'm telling you that. But I think the A's are going to second guess that site. It's not the right site.
All right, Brent?
I mean, I believe that there will be a reconsidering of where the A's end up. But, and this is, you know, maybe a little further out there, I think that actually Area 51 is going to be opened, and they're going to reveal that it is just another sporting arena. It's a little outside of town, but we're going to have the first alien baseball team in history.
That's where Space Jam.
We're gonna have the first
real Space Jam is based off of.
That's a.
Oh my God.
It's space ball because it's, you know, we're gonna have the first alien baseball team in history. We're still not gonna be able to get a pennant, and they will never fully explain to us what happened to Cosmo though.
That's going to bring a lot of traffic to I-15. So, like, I'm excited for, what is it, the Temple of Sekhmet to really do a poppin' business up there.
Yeah, they're gonna have a diner.
That one bar that used to be there is going to open up again. And, like, I went on a tour of the nuclear test range, which you can do. And it was done by someone who had worked there for 40 years. Brief story, she would tell us that they used to call it like the highway of death, the Widowmaker. That was I-15 North, because it was only two lanes and everyone was drunk because Nevada was an open container state. And so when they got off work at the test site, they would go to the bowling lounge, get a six pack packed in a plastic bag with ice, and then get in their car, drink it on the way back to North Las Vegas, stop at a bar, do a shot, pick up at the liquor store at the military base, like a fifth of, you know, cheap Southern comfort, and be rolling out of the car by the time they got home. So that was Vegas in the 70s.
Yeah.
And the people who are controlling the nuclear program. So.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Kathy Razor, she predicts that the analysis of benefits from the F1 race on the community shows little to no benefit to taxpayers.
That's a fact. That's not a prediction. That's a fact.
I would say above and beyond what normal. I would say above and beyond normal. You, because obviously there's benefit, but I think that's, she means net over the
benefit. I mean, the cost benefit analysis versus the amount of time most strip workers spent in traffic over the last three months.
Offsets. We call those offsets.
Gas. If you take, there's no offset on that gasoline expenditure.
Maybe the actual prediction on F1 is that they'll actually release the analysis instead of sweeping it under the rug.
Ooh, I highly doubt that. But yeah, sure, good prediction. Speaking of traffic, Sarah, I do predict that Project Neon will end in 2024 and we will still all be stuck in traffic.
Ugh. Okay, so what were the boundaries of Project Neon? What is the thing they gave the catchy name to?
It was the reconstruction of the I-15 that has somehow spilled over into the I-95 and general roadway construction programs across the valley, including Tropicana, to make larger arterial throughways throughout the city that has basically ground traffic to a halt. This used to be a 25-minute from one end of the town to the other end of the town, and now it's an hour.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's not. I mean, I think it's also eternal, because I just heard, too, that they're getting rid of the 515, and it's going to become, I think, I-11, and it's going to be part of a new highway that goes from Phoenix to Canada. So there's, like, major interstate changes happening. I know. Shocking, Brent Holmes.
What? When did this come out?
The end of December is when this was announced.
Oh, great. So more construction for every possibly horrible reason.
Eternal, dude.
I can't wait. Can't wait.
But we can get to Canada really fast. Other predictions, David?
Somewhat likely.
Just a direct route to Canada.
I think we're going to get some interesting restaurant announcements. It's either going to be like Guy Fieri opening a new spot in the Arts District, or some random street vendor is going to get a solid Keith Lee review and attracts investors. And then the next thing you know, there's a brick and mortar like in Planet Hollywood. That's like cart themed. Like you walk up to a giant neon cart or something.
It's in a strip, but it's kind of like a diorama of a taco truck in front of a tire place.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
They just built it inside the casino. Yeah. And so you think that following like the lead of Wolfgang Puck, that the strip celebrity chefs will bleed out into the Arts District?
Yes. I think Fieri's next. He's been opening so many spots lately. Arts districts have become flavor art.
Flavor town art? Of the art. Wow.
I've heard his chicken tender joint is good. Has anyone been?
No. I avoid Guy Fieri like the plague if I can.
He's a good dude.
Mad respect, mad props. He's a good guy.
Also, UNLV grad.
He's a UNLV grad. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm completely uninterested in his version of the culinary arts, despite my respect for the individual.
That's fair. I've got one more from the audience. This is from Tammy Belt. Tammy thinks that the Golden Knights are going to win back-to-back Stanley Cups, and the Aces are going to win their third WNBA championship.
I'll go around the Aces. I'm not sure about the Knights.
Woohoo sports.
I think it'd be cool.
Heck yeah.
Knights are doing good this year.
Yeah, you know that I love our love of, I know these are major league teams, but they're ones that other cities ignore, and I love how much attention they get in Vegas. It makes me really happy. Okay, so should we move on to our most bananas predictions, and probably in the end, the ones that will absolutely come true?
Yeah.
Least likely.
I'm ready. I'm ready for this. My first is that we ban all sports. This is a collective desire coming from the base of the city, coming from all of us oldies that remember not having any athletic teams for decades. We retrogress as a culture and we decide we're not doing this anymore at all.
Maybe Las Vegas just invents a new sport to be really obsessed with. Or we get really into what's the lacrosse? We get a major league lacrosse team.
We have a major league lacrosse team. We absolutely, the Desert Dogs.
Oh my
Dogs.
God. Oh wait,
major
you're
league
right.
lacrosse.
They play at Mandalay Bay. Oh yeah. my God. Okay,
Come
well
on, Sarah.
Then maybe I'm so sorry. My deep apologies to the Desert Dogs.
And
I
Wayne
would
Gretzky,
love to come
their
to
owner,
a match.
Or one of their owners.
Now, Wayne, I would love to come support you. Let's make lacrosse the next big thing in Vegas, baby.
Woo! Okay, that's your prediction, Sarah. I like this. Lacrosse is the next major sport.
Yeah, into it.
Yeah. And they combine it with F1, and it turns into kind of a Death Race 3000 thing. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
It's going to be maze.
Yeah.
All right, David, what do you got?
I think the Sphere is going to look at their books, and they're finally going to give in because the money's too good. They're going to be advertising girls direct to you.
The only eternal graphic design in Las Vegas, the girls direct to you sign.
I did say in my first rapid fire when I got hired, when you asked what would I put on the Sphere, I said boobs. So, I feel like round things
Next
work
level.
Best on the Sphere. So
yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, and definitely there's going to be a Lil Darlin slap back on their billboard when that happens.
It'll say something like, we got spheres you won't believe.
Why haven't they done that already? That's just par for the course. If you're listening, marketing directors of Little Darlings.
Well, there's a very likely bingo entry.
Yeah, we've got spheres you won't believe is definitely.
Now I'm picturing their bras, but they use the same LED technology as the Sphere. And they project the sun just on the Little Darlings' boobs. That's art. Brent Holm, bring it to LVLV.
Yeah, guys, come on down to LVLV. I predict, and this might seem outlandish, but I predict that the Fontainebleau is actually incredibly successful in 2024.
One of our readers said the opposite. They actually predicted, the Fontainebleau Casino and Hotel have massive layoffs mid-2024 due to lack of patrons.
Oh,
put
they
a
will
boat
have.
On.
I agree.
Yeah, put
I
a boat
agree
on
with
there.
That one.
Yeah, that's, you can...
You could be both. God. You could hold both thoughts in your mind.
I mean, this is the least likely.
This is my least likely is the Fontainebleau is actually very successful.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So they actually agree with you. We'll put them both on and we'll see what happens.
All right. Okay.
RL Custer said Dot finishes everything and puts the cones away.
Very, very, very unlikely.
The most unlikely thing I have heard. I believe the Sphere will have an AI revolution before they get rid of any cones whatsoever. Yeah, that's not. You're just wrong. Don't if you stamp that on with your dauber, that's on you, bro.
I think definitely a joke, but I'm sorry to anybody who gets the bingo card with that one on it.
God,
hope it's not in a corner. What about you, David? What do you got?
I'm going to go more basic. Snow. A week of snow. That's very unlikely.
A
week?
A week of snow.
I mean, not impossible, not unheard of.
But unlikely. But still, if we get a week's worth of snow in the valley, not on Mount Charleston, just to be clear.
David, if that occurs, we will all die in our houses. Every single one of us. This city has no idea how to deal with snow.
I'll be here. It's my moment to shine.
there's going to be something that shuts down the I-15 for like an extended period of time, I think, in 2024. And then none of our food is going to be able to get here and we're all going to die anyway. So it might as well be the snow that does it.
What do we got? Any more? I got one more.
Go ahead.
This is my own personal prediction. Mountain Lions take back Summerlin.
I'll double up on that. I believe it's a coalition with the Coyotes, the Donkeys, and the Mountain Lions. And they're going to stop the build out of Red Rock and then proceed to encroach on Summerlin in order to reclaim territory.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that they will use the Robot Revolution as an opportunity to
they
do
are,
so.
Yeah.
I want to see bighorn sheep roaming downtown Summerlin.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Get in there, sheep. I mean, of course, what can I say? I can, you know, Boulder City has them. Boulder City has the sheep chilling in the children's park. So, you know, it doesn't
Hemingway,
seem, but they also just don't seem that committed to revolution. Yeah,
well,
Hemingway's
amazing. I'm thinking like the orcas are finally getting in touch with the AI via sonic methods, and then they're communicating it to the rest of the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
And it's finally goodbye, humans. Sorry.
So there are at least two apocalypse squares on our bingo card.
At least.
Oh, God.
And at least two apocalyptic-themed Nicolas Cage films set in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. One last prediction from anybody, from someone? Do we have any more? That one was good.
NSYNC residency at Fontainebleau and a Backstreet Boys residency at Circus.
Resorts World?
Circus. I cannot wait for a 2024 Circus trip. Yeah, sure. We'll stick it on there. Circus makes a huge comeback in 2024. And it just becomes the Gen Z go-to on the strip.
With Backstreet Boys.
Comeback. It never went away.
That's right. It's 2-on-1 here, Sarah. You're not going to win the Circus fight. Not on this podcast, my friend.
Bring back the chimpanzee store at Circus. I will go if a primate takes my money and gives me my goods. A curmudgeonly monkey to sell me alcohol. Really, that's what I want. I'm picturing Krusty the Clown's monkey in my mind. But it was a real store run by a primate. Unclear if it was a chimpanzee or a monkey. Yeah.
And bring back the carousel bar.
Are they going to allow smoking in that casino? Because that monkey smokes.
That monkey smokes. Circus? They haven't banned smoking. Are you kidding me? They could never.
No, children need their secondhand smoke somewhere.
We've got to stunt their growth in
It
somewhere.
Wafts right up to the mezzanine.
Brent.
It's part of the attraction.
David. Brent, David, I thank you so much for this, and we'll see who wins in 2024. We'll check back at the end of the year.
My dauber is ready.
And I am looking forward to the endorphic release of screaming, Bingo!
Don't forget, you can participate in our 2024 bingo card. It's free, it's online, it's super easy. You can find more details in our show notes. That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. If you enjoyed this show, why not tell a friend, put it on your bingo card. On my bingo card is three more people start listening to CityCast Las Vegas. Of course, always rate, review, subscribe. That helps us get noticed. And also subscribe to our morning newsletter, Hey Las Vegas, please. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Take care.
Corn Hub, which is actually naked
corn. Hub?
Yeah, Corn Hub. As
yeah, it
literal.
Just makes it just corn it's AI
it's
generated
literal.
Corn meant to arouse you.
It's literal.
Yeah. Okay.